Okay, today we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Avos, and we're up to parak Dalin, Mishnah Yud Beis. Rav Blazer ben Shemu Omer, Yikvot Talmid Chachav Alecha Kishelach, that the kavod of your talmidim should be as beloved to you as your own kavod. One has to be respectful of their talmidim. Says the Bartinur, Shekein Matzin B'Moshe, Shamil Yeshua Talmido, Bechar Lanu Anashim, Asa'u Shavalo, that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Yeshua as if they were equals. So one should respect their talmidim. Ukvot Chaver, and you should honor your chaverim as if they are your rebbeim, meaning you should always give a person more respect than their station in life would otherwise suggest. And this is derived, the Bartinur points out, from the way Aaron said to Moshe, be Adoni, even though he was older than Moshe. He calls him Adoni, someone who's a sibling, who's of your level, so you should treat him with the moru rabcha. Umar rabcha kamar shemayim, and the moru that you have for rebbe, that should be like Mara Shemayim. That's on a level above. And the Bartinur points out that pasuk says Adoni Moshe Klaim Kalem in Olam Kiven Shemardu B'Chol Kilu Mardu B'Akarsh Baruch Hu V'Chayavim Kliya. That Yeshua says to Moshe Rabbeinu that these people that are rebelling against you, it's as if they're rebelling against the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. Mishnah Yud Gimel Rabbi Yehuda Omer Havi Zohir B'Talmud. You person should be careful to always learn a lot of Torah, as the and he should be very precise in his learning. The Bartinur points out his Talmud should be bedikduk or kahalacha. So one has to be careful. It shouldn't be just something that you do, quickly on a surface level without a real understanding. Sheshigas Talmud olazadon, because when you make a mistake in your learning, ultimately it's Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to treat it as if you did an avera b'mezid. Because if you would have worked a little harder to understand the learning better, you wouldn't have made that mistake. Right, as the Bartinur points out, him tito bahura mitok shalot tiktakto b'talmudcha v'tavala hatir as aser. If you paskin incorrectly in your matya, that which is aser, because you aren't careful enough to learn the sugi well, Hakadosh Baruch Hu mal el yachla kilu asis amazed. Hashem will treat it as if you did a bit amazed. Rabbi Shimon Omer shalosh kesar mehim. There are three crowns: keser Torah, the keser kuhuna, the keser malchus. There's the crown of Torah, the crown of kuhuna, and the crown of malchus. The keser shem tov ala al gaben, but the keser shem tov is above all of them, which is an interesting thing. That wasn't one of the three crowns, but yet it's somehow Ola al Gabehem, says the Bartinura, person who behaves well and he has a good reputation because of that, we will not find a keser in the Torah that they're going to be chayiv to be Noe covered with. He's going to be above all of them. All other three crowns need him. Because if you have a Talmud Chacham who rubs people the wrong way, they're allowed to be mevazehim. Vim koin gadol hu, and a koin gadol amrinon, yetun b'nei amamya l'shalim da'avdin uvdei aron, v'lo yetun b'nei aron, l'shalim da'lo avdin uvdei aron. I'm not sure what that means, but the crown of Kohanim also, even if they're Talmid Chachamim, they don't deserve respect, and even a Melech, v'nasi ba'amcha l'sa'or, ba'osa ma'isa amcha, only if they behave properly. But if they don't behave properly, so only someone who has a Keser Shem Tov, someone who, that's what validates all the other three crowns. When someone has a good reputation, in addition to having one of the other three crowns. So to review what we learned today, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua said that a person should treat everyone with one level of respect beyond what their station in life suggests. So a Talmud like a chaver like a Rebbe, and a Rebbe like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And in Mishnah Yud Gimel we said that Rebbe Yehuda says you have to be very careful to get things right in learning, because if you make a mistake b'shogeg as a result of not being careful enough, Hashem treats it like a mezid. And Rabbi Shimon spoke about three crowns of Torah, Kuhuna, and Malchus, but the Keser Shem Tov is ultimately the Keser that validates all of those crowns. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parak Dalet, Mishnah Yud Dalet.